Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas talking about price discovery and market concentration in just a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Not enough market competition, too few packers controlling too much of the total cattle supply. That seems to be the bottom line for Congressman Frank Lucas, who says he continues to wait on the investigation into antitrust allegations by the Department of Justice and a similar investigation by USDA as well. The former House Ag Committee chairman has been thinking about this for a while. He talked about it with Farm Bureau this last spring as COVID was sweeping across the nation.
In my research, I came across a quote from President Roosevelt, not Franklin, Teddy, 100 and almost 20 years ago, who said when 51% of the packing was done by four entities, that was too much concentration. That was 120 years ago, and they broke those packers up. We've worked our way back to where we are now. Maybe we need to address, and I'm working on legislation, the question of what is the upper limit that any one entity should control when it comes to, for instance, in beef packing, control of the industry. Is 1/8 too much? One, obviously, four controlling 80% plus is too much. Maybe 12.5% is an upper number, but Congress has the authority, and you can legislatively enact additions to the existing law to limit how much of a particular industry anyone can control.
That was this past spring. This week, Congressman Lucas continued to worry about price discovery and competition in the marketplace.
I don't care how good your steers are, if there's nobody to slaughter them and process them, if there's nobody to deliver them to the grocery store or the restaurant, then it's for naught. And by the same token, if we do things that limit the supply or limit the quality of the supply, then the consumer is going to pay more to get less, and they'll buy less of our product and they'll do something else differently. That equilibrium is critically important. I watched what happened when we had a fire at one plant not that long ago that literally made live cattle worth almost nothing and drove the price in the grocery store and the restaurant through the ceiling. If people would have thought that was an anomaly, then think about when COVID hit the packing plants in 2020. And once again, we saw the same thing. It says to me there is a legitimate problem in how the food supply system works.
Congressman Lucas tells us he continues to wait on the report from the Department of Justice on antitrust activities among the major beef packers. Also, USDA owes the industry a report on possible market manipulation as well. The former House Ag Committee chairman tells us he's ready to act once those reports are made public.
When we get that report and we see what's going on, I'll be able to give you a better answer. But I will tell you, adopting one particular proposal that, say, is used in Iowa or Texas or California, one particular system may not fit for everybody. I'll know it when I see it. I hope that we get to see it soon. The system isn't working right now. Holcomb and COVID-19 are two examples of how frail and delicate the present system is. It has to be more robust. It has to be more equitable. Let's just try to get there.
So don't be surprised if Congressman Lucas offers legislation soon that might mandate more market competition within the beef packing industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.